Karishma has over 20 hit films to her name, and her brilliant repertoire extends to both mainstream commercial as well as offbeat cinema.
She hit the silver screen somewhere in the mid-90s with Prem Qaidi, and the rest has been cinematic history. Karishma put aside the family tradition of women staying out of the industry, and with a series of brilliant performances over the years, from romance to comedy to social and serious roles, showed that she was as good as Raj or Prithviraj. Taking on a challenging role away from the mainstream has always been welcomed, eagerly looked forward to.
What I like to do, what inspires me, what gives me the creative satisfaction, I'd like to do those kind of roles and those kind of films. Like when I did Fiza and Zubeda, people were like, why are you doing this kind of movie? Aapko nahi karna chahiye. But I said no. They were like, you know, you're commercially at the top and why do you want to do these kind of movies? You know. But I said that's the reason why I want to do it. Ki when I think you're in a good position, at the best position, you should do these movies then, not when, you know, ki later on. And I think I was lucky enough to get title roles, the films that revolved around me. So I was like, why shouldn't I do it right now? I want to grow as an actress. It's very easy to just get stuck in the rut and say, nahi, mujhe aisa nahi karna hai. But I wanted to grow. I want to improve. I wanted to grow. And that's the main reason why I did these films.
BB number 1 remains one of Karishma's personal favorites and is just one of several roles she has played depicting all the faces of the woman in India or any other society. From rather unfocused early roles, Karishma forayed into comic roles, Coolie number 1 and Raja Babu. From there, into romance, Dil to Pagal Hai and Raja Hindustani. And then, socially relevant cinema, films like Zubeda, Fiza and now Shakti. It's been quite an innings, and by no means is it over. What she's loved to portray is the pain, the feeling, the emotion of the Indian woman.
I think there are very few, but there are, like I've done them. I mean, even in a commercial way, like see a movie like BB number 1. It had great packaging, it had great co-stars, fantastic setup, good producer, good director, good everything. But it was a title role and it was a movie that I think my fan following increased so many times over that movie because so many Indian ladies identified with me and said, "Nahi, wo itni achhi lag rahi hai saari mein," and my two small children. And because it was a commercial movie, but it had real ingredients in it because aisa hota hai in so many ladies' lives. So in that sense, you know, I want to do different things and there are. I would like in a way to change that there are women oriented stories like Shakti.
This Karishma's latest project brings her entirely into the role she has so desired, the power of the Indian woman, the Shakti. The film is about a Canada based Indian girl who goes to the rural areas of Rajasthan only to encounter outdated feudal laws and tyranny. Amongst Bollywood artists today, and certainly amongst the women, Karishma Kapoor stars like a colossus.